Welcome to Creatives Having Conversations Over Coffee podcast, where we meet for virtual coffee, hit record, and see what happens. My name is Jared Kessler, your host and fellow creative who over the last decade has written copy for some of the most highly recognized ad firms and brands, as well as coached and consulted a number of them as well. And in that time, has come to realize and learn a thing or two about what it's like to live and work as a creative, in the trenches, full time. Who also has come to realize that most of what you see and hear about it online isn't at all what it's like offline in real life. But then again, sometimes it is. So let's have a conversation over coffee, starting now. Are you or someone you know in need of a senior copywriter? Someone with a proven track record of helping well-known agencies and organizations grow their brand and bottom line? Well, you're in luck. Visit my website, Jared Kessler Creative, for more information. Yes, me, Jared Kessler, the host of this show, has over a decade worth of experience writing copy for some of the leading ad firms and brands around. And from idea to execution, has done everything from commercial, video, and radio scripts to print, digital, social media campaigns, and more. So if you want a senior copywriter major agencies and organizations have come to rely on for the last decade, who shows up on time, does great work with good people, is just as professional as they are creative, plus can work cross-functionally with both creative and non-creative teams and so much more, then contact me today at jaredkesslercreative.com to see how we can work together on all your creative copywriting needs. Because hiring some random inexperienced person online or some friend of a friend is one thing, but so is knowing how to write, direct, and transform key marketing data into millions of dollars in sales. Again, visit jaredkesslercreative.com for all of your creative copywriting needs today. I look forward to working with you. Okay, so I wanted to talk about something that I think is very important that maybe we don't consider a lot, and I think it's size matters. Size of the company matters. And I want to kind of break it down for you from my experience as a senior copywriter, strategist, associate creative director, creative director, whatever you want to call me. I think there's differences in small, medium, and large. And I think these are things that we really have to consider when we're looking for work. When I say small, I think of small as anywhere between 2 to 20 people at a company, right? Medium, I kind of consider, I mean, it's not an exact science, right? This is just in my personal opinion. Medium to me, size company or agency, it's like 50 to 100 people. And then large to me, in my own personal opinion, is 100 people or more. And why I think size of the company matters is that it really comes down to, I think, the amount of people that have a say in what you do. I was recently watching a Joe Rogan podcast, and he had a comedian on. I think it's Chris something, I forget his last name, but he said something brilliant, which must have been so incredibly freeing. He, as a comedian, has evidently done pretty well in the last few years. He wanted to release a special. He went to Netflix and said, listen, I'd love for you guys to release it. This is nothing personal, but if you are going to release it, you have to release it exactly as is. I don't want any guy or any person telling me what needs to change or feedback. I'm comfortable in my own abilities to know that this is perfect as it is. So if you want to release it, that's the only thing that, that's the only stipulation that I have, in just you releasing that. And I think that, to me, I think that's incredibly powerful. I see that, of course, I think over the years we've seen that in a lot of musicians, whether people signed to major labels versus independent labels, because it's all about creative control. And in my personal opinion, when we talk about small, medium, and large companies, where I found myself the most successful and the happiest is where I had a lot more creative control out of what goes out the door than others. And sometimes a dead giveaway
on an interview process when I ask somebody a specific question, is this an account-driven agency or creative-driven agency? That's really telling for me because, one, I kind of know how much control I have over my work versus how much control other people have over my work. And sometimes it could get really frustrating if you're in a particular agency where you don't have a lot of control. And so I break it down, and why I think size of the company matters is that as creatives, I think we have to really go in knowing that a smaller company, you'll probably have more say as to what goes out the door just because there's fewer people that it's going through. Now, it's not an exact science. I'm just going from my personal opinion as an agency copywriter over the last few years that typically when I'm working on a project, it's typically me and a designer, art director, whoever, that comes up with the ideas, presents it to, the internal team, and then presents it to the clients. And when you talk about a smaller company, we talk about, you have, one, a smaller creative team, two, maybe you don't even have an account director. Maybe the creative director is pretty much that, So basically everything you write, whether it's, creating concepts or do a direct mail piece or email, social media post, maybe you just write it, goes to creative director. He has one or two things to say and it's done and out the door. And it's typically, I find that incredibly fun and freeing because I like to think I know best when it comes from a copywriter standpoint versus somebody who hasn't been doing it for 14 years. You know what I mean? If you're an art director, if you're an artist of whatever, I would think I always, or like a UX person, I had this conversation with somebody about this, where I defer to a UX person that has more experience over doing wireframes than I do as to what works best in XYZ scenario. I'll have a say, but I'm happy to give them that creative control or that control over what they do because they're the expert. The same thing is I feel like with us, right? I found that smaller companies, whether it's between 2 to 20 people, and honestly, I haven't worked with like smaller companies. Typically, I think the smallest, the perfect kind of size for me was like 15 to 20 person agency. So I think when you get the work, it's just you and a handful of people that's like working on it, and then it goes to the client. So I think the difference when you go up the next level in terms of a median size company you work for as a creative, I would say there's 50 to 100 people. And I think that has with it, good and bad. What I found is that in a medium sized company, I think it's more dependent of how it's set up. I feel like smaller companies, the reason that they don't, necessarily want to grow or stay that size is because they want to do certain things their way. And that could be a problem. But what I found is that in smaller companies, their processes aren't necessarily put in place. But when you get to the medium-sized company, processes have to be more in place. Typically, I mean, these days some things are just a shit show. But I think typically, medium-sized companies to grow, you have to have more things in place, more processes in place. Typically, for stuff to go out the door. Like I worked at an agency a few months ago before this current position, and we used project management program called Jira, and everything went through there. Where it was like somebody launched a project, it went through there. You communicate through there. Such and such is done, and then you tag so and so. Hey, this is done. Then it comes back. And then it's just like a back and forth from concept to completion between you, an account person, a project manager, and, even the client. So I find that kind of interesting. I don't find it as, the word that's coming to me is daunting. I think it could be incredibly daunting to go to a medium-sized company if you're coming from and only working with smaller size companies. But I think medium-sized companies naturally would have a little bit more processes in place. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But there's also going to be a few more people that have a say in your work and what kind of goes out the door. So instead of your typical smaller agency where maybe one or two people have a say, minus the client, as to what creative work goes out the door, now with a medium-sized company, you might have three to, I don't know, six people weigh in on your work. And to some people, that could get incredibly frustrating because, you know, I look at me as an expert. I don't want to tell, if I have 1 year of experience in copywriting, I don't want to tell some other guy that has 10 years of experience in copywriting what to do. You know what I mean? But from an account perspective, a lot of people do. From an account perspective or project manager, a lot of people do weigh in on what it is that they think it should be. And, you know, there's a back and forth. So you're kind of a little bit, your hands are tied a little bit more in terms of having a certain level of creative freedom. Now, when we go to a larger company, I think it's really set up so I think it really tends to come down to the particular group that you work with. And I'm separated in a current company by verticals. So there's different verticals and different brands within that. So I'm working on like a US and global team, and there's a lot of work that gets done and out the door, and so many, a tremendous amount of people have a say in what goes out the door. And then there's a lot of, you know, a ton of back and forth and a ton of feedback, whether or not you have a say as to what goes out the door. Sometimes it really doesn't even matter. And I know for some people that could get really frustrating. And it does get frustrating for me at times because I like to have more creative freedom, because I like to think that, you know, people are hiring me. I think there's this great quote that I think I've mentioned before from Steve Jobs. It says, like, they hire smart people and have them tell them what to do, not the other way around. Something like that. I know I'm mauling it. But I always defer to people that have more experience than me. I'd rather them tell me what to do than for me to pretend to be an expert when I'm not in certain areas. But for people, it doesn't matter. Sometimes they want more control over things. Sometimes they want to prove to their boss that, you know, they're better than so-and-so said they are. And there's a lot of egos. There's a lot of people that just want to have their say. And, you know, you have to kind of like know what, when to, I hate the phrase push back and when not. And, you know, it could be a bargaining thing. So, I think you have to go in understanding. I think so where does that come into play? Where does this whole thing come into play? What's my point with all this? I think it's important to do your research when you're when somebody is interested in hiring you about the size of the company. You know, I always look I marvel over some agencies that really just have a strong opinion on some of their work. And all the work that goes out the door, I almost, you know, marvel at like the ability for them to get certain work at the level that it needs to be. And I guarantee you it's, you know, they're a creative driven agency, truly. And you could see that in their work. And I think a lot of agencies that do that do better work than to not have that. And listen, I don't know what it's like to run a multi-million dollar, billion dollar organization. But I think when you're doing the work, I think it's important to have the creative do the work that they're being hired to do. And then other people can weigh in at a later time. But at the end of the day, I think creative should have the last say. Because I think they're the ones doing the work. They're the ones who are the expert. And if you let them do what they do best, I think great work will come out. And I think you have happy employees. When you have happy employees, then you have great work. I mean, I haven't seen, of which the opposite is true, right? If you don't have happy employees, you don't have happy creatives. If you or a creative aren't happy, you're not going to do good work. I know that for a fact. You're not going to want to go to work. You're not going to want to work with the people you work, and it just becomes draining. And at the end of the day, you're not going to care. And when you don't care, you just push whatever out the door, and the work suffers. So I think companies should understand that, but also I think we should go in knowing that the size of the company typically is going to matter as to what kind of control you have over things versus what you don't. So hopefully that makes sense. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening. Well, that concludes another episode of Creatives Having Conversations Over Coffee. Thanks for listening into our conversation. I really appreciate it. And if you want to learn more about me, Jared Kessler, and how to be a guest or sponsor of the show, please visit jaredkesslercreative.com/podcast or check out behind the scenes photos, stories, and more on my Instagram page at chcocpodcast. Like what you hear? Please don't forget to share this across social media, subscribe, and leave a review. It really does help. And that's it. Thanks again. I'll talk to you soon.